Lord Jesus, we thank you for this glorious opportunity to be in your presence this morning. Lord, we ask that your word will enlighten our hearts and the benefit of salvation will be our portion in Jesus' name. Father, we have been called into the household of priest. My Lord and my God, our priesthood will be like that of Jesus, which will be forever and ever before you in Jesus' name. Anoint us afresh with oil. And Lord Jesus, because oil brings relief, every aching part, every part that is troubled in every life this morning, relieve them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' glorious name we pray. Amen. Can you quickly open your Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 7? Hebrews 7, 11 to 28. Hebrews 7, 11 to 28. That's where we are going to read this morning. We quickly want to look at, because we've been looking at God the Son, we are going to look at his priesthood. Jesus is everything to us, including our high priest. So we need to look at his priesthood. Why do we have to look at his priesthood? Because like begets like. Jesus, who has begotten us unto the Father, is what we should be looking at and aiming to be like. And that is what God wants us to be like. So that's why we are looking at his priesthood. Maybe you have never realized your position in the Lord. Maybe you have never realized that you have been called into the household of priest. This morning I want you to know that that is who you are. And as a priest of God, we need to conduct ourselves that way. And I pray God will enlighten our hearts today in Jesus' name. So Hebrews 7. I think I'll quickly read because of our time. We have like 15 minutes. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testified, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw near unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but these with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a sortie of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continued forever, continued ever, had an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us. I want us to read verse 26 together. Verse 26. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Praise the Lord. So what are you this morning? Huh? Who are you in the Lord this morning? You are a priest. He said, For such an high priest became us. Another version actually says, here is the high priest perfectly adapted to our needs, as was fitting, holy, blameless, unstained by sin, separated from sinners, and exalted higher than the heavens. Who needed not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Praise the Lord. This morning we want to talk about the priesthood of Jesus Christ, like I told us. And you know that in the preceding weeks we've talked about different aspects of the Godhead, especially in relation to God the Son. We told us that he has a mission to restore man once and for all. We also said he ensures that we have a continuing or an enduring link with God, making repentance and salvation valid from age to age, thereby expanding the kingdom of God. And of course, part of the package of salvation includes the fact that Jesus will always destroy the work of the enemy wherever he sees it. 1 John 3:8 says, Jesus destroys the works of the devil. So, the priesthood of Jesus is everlasting. As we have said, all other priests that lived before Jesus, they came to an end by reason of death, physical death. Others were deposed by God. God simply changed his mind. Eli is one of them. If you read 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, God came to Eli and said, look, I have said that you and your children were going to serve before me, but today, it repented me. Today, I changed my mind concerning you. No longer will you serve before me. God will not change his mind concerning you in Jesus' name. You will forever serve before him in Jesus' name. Because Jesus, our high priest, is forever the same. You see, and the Bible makes us to understand that the gifts and the calling of God, they are without repentance. So if God has called you unto himself, he has called you forever. Only you can choose to go out of the way. And when you do, that's when God will then turn his back on you until you repent. And my prayer today is that that thing that will take away our testimony will never happen in our lives in Jesus' name. Jesus is an example of our high priest, or he's our high priest. And the Bible says it's after the order of Melchizedek. The king of Salem, we all know the story, how Abraham met him. The Bible says that no one knew the mother nor the father. Nobody knew his beginning nor his end. And we are made to understand that it's the similitude of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And everyone who comes to God in salvation through Jesus Christ takes up the same position. Can we quickly look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 to 6? Revelation 1, 5 to 6. Quickly. And has made us what? Kings and priests unto and his Father. Amen. So, next time you want to do something, ask yourself, is this befitting of a priest? Next time you want to do something, ask yourself, will a priest behave this way? Next time you want to say something, ask yourself, will a priest say this? Next time you want to take a decision, ask yourself, will a priest unto God take this kind of decision? Remember that our priesthood has no end. Praise the Lord. Let's quickly go to the next thing. His priesthood has an intercessory function. Not only has it got an intercessory function, it offers sacrifice unto the Lord. The priesthood of Jesus has an intercessory function and offers sacrifice unto the Lord. What kind of sacrifice did Jesus offer? He offered himself. So, the kind of priesthood we are called into is the one that offers him or herself. Not like the priests of those days that will offer calves, bulls, and what have you. We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. Let's quickly look at it. He said the role of the high priest requires that in mediating between man and God, he has to offer sacrifice on behalf of the people. Quickly look at Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. Somebody quickly look at Hebrews 5, 1 to 3. Or maybe that is too long. Look at 8, verse 3. Hebrews 8, verse 3. We are going to read a lot from Hebrew, yes? Every high priest is ordained to offer gift or sacrifice.
Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer.
Wherefore, it was of necessity that this man ought to have something to offer. So, he offered something. As a priest of the Almighty God, what have you got to offer? Or what are you offering? What are you offering to God? Jesus willingly offered himself to God for man. As priests, we must never come without sacrifices of various kinds. We have to offer praise to God, offer prayers, acts of kindness. When we do it for God. Our substances, and the Bible says, even our bodies. Can somebody open to Romans 12 verse 1? Somebody will read Romans 12 verse 1 while I explain.
Your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable in God.
Present your body as what? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. The person you are offering it to is God. Offer yourself as a living sacrifice unto God. Praise God. In particular, we have to keep offering prayers on behalf of nations, communities, individuals, our families, and the church of God. Many a times we are not offering sacrifices unto God. We need to. You see, one of the things that happened during the time of Moses or the children of Israel is that in the temple there was always one sacrifice that was going on. There were sacrifices in the morning, there were sacrifices in the afternoon, and there were sacrifices in the evening, so that there was always sacrifice going on to God. So also our sacrifice needs to be going on to God always. How does that happen? Because we are going to live in holiness, presenting our body as living sacrifice unto the Lord God Almighty. And the book of Joel tells us this. Can we open to Joel chapter 2, verse 12 to 14? It says, the most important sacrifice we can render to God is our hearts renewed in Jesus Christ. Joel chapter 2, verse 12 to 14. Turn ye even to me with all your heart, yes?
And with fasting. And with weeping. And with mourning. And rend your heart and not your garment.
It's not an outward show. It's not just the outward appearance. We may choose to tear our garment. We may choose to not even have shower for 1 month. If the man inside is not renewed, God has nothing to do with it. What God is saying is this: it has to come from inside. The change has to come from within, outward.
And turn unto the Lord your God.
Yes.
For he is gracious and merciful.
He is gracious, he is merciful.
Slow to anger.
And of great kindness.
And repent him of the evil.
He changes his mind concerning the punishment he intends to give you.
Who knoweth if he will return and repent?
Who knows if he will return, he will change his mind.
And leave blessing behind.
He can leave blessing behind, and he will leave blessing behind for you today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we come with thanksgiving. We come with sacrifices. We come with offering of praise. We come with worship. We come with all that is goodly and godly. Praise the Lord. His priesthood has a reconciliatory role. Remember that we are taking after Jesus. So everything we are saying about Jesus and his priesthood is what God wants to see in our own lives, since we are also priests unto the Almighty God. Jesus came to bridge the divide between man and God. Hence, he is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. His reconciliation stems from being able to fulfill the requirement of the law by paying the penalty for sins. In other words, if we are going to be able to stand in the gap for someone else, we ourselves must not be bearing the yoke of sin, because Jesus was not bearing the yoke of sin. Otherwise, he will not be acceptable unto God. If we are going to be able to fulfill our role, stand in the gap for people, we ourselves must know of a surety that we can stand before him, and we will stand before him boldly in Jesus' name. So he became the author of our peace. That our peace is a product of reconciliation. It's only after reconciliation that you have peace, isn't it? If you are not reconciled, there can be no peace. It is because Jesus has reconciled us back to God that we have that peace. And that peace will be your portion in Jesus' name. So, every troubled child of God need a change of focus from things we can see, e.g., for example, our past failures, our past misdemeanors, lack, frailties, etc., etc., to the benefit of this peace with God, including our perfection, health, prosperity, and everything. So, each time the enemy wants to remind you of the past, the reconciliation that Jesus has wrought. Remember that peace has been bought for you. If you are troubled, if you are lacking, remember that reconciliation has been wrought for you, so you can access to those things that you desire. And the Lord will grant your desire today in Jesus' name. The priesthood of Jesus ministered life and hope. He ministered life and what? And hope. Whereas we were without hope for the future and had the life that was peculiar without Christ. Ephesians 2 verse 12 tells us that we were like any other person in the past. When we were without Christ, we lived our life based on our own desires, our whims and our caprices. But once Jesus came, he gave us a hope that transcends the physical. This morning, while we were praying, we had word come concerning the value we place on the things of God versus the value we place on the physical things we see. We have a hope that is greater than the physical things of this world. In Colossians chapter 3, if you start to read verse 1, it says, now that we are in the Spirit, what do? It said, we set our eyes on the things of in heaven. A lot of times, we set our eyes on the things on earth. There will be change of focus today in Jesus' name. reason for this, for this hope that we have, is because the blood of Jesus ministers life, it ministers hope, grace, forgiveness, victory over unrighteousness, etc. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, the Bible says, there is the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. That's the blood of Jesus. What did the blood of Abel do? Cried, complained, condemned. Thereby, Cain was condemned. But the blood of Jesus cries what? Forgiveness, grace, peace. Praise the Lord. So, there is no joy greater than the awareness that you have not only been free from your past sins, but the power of sins into the present and the future, and into the future, if we remain in Jesus. That's why one of our prayer points is that God will help us to uphold our testimony in Jesus Christ this year. Do you know that some people will fall this year? Some people will lose their trajectory on the way to heaven this year. You will not be among them in Jesus' name. The redemptive power in the blood ensures a transfer of the certificate of forgiveness earned by Jesus the Christ himself unto his followers. This certificate is what we call grace, and we can present it before God. That is why, as we come to the end of our fasting this morning, we are going to be praying. I hope we are ready. I hope many of us are still able to stand on our feet to pray. Like I've told us last week, if you cannot stand, you can lie down. You are going to pray some prayers, dangerous prayers, and you are going to break through today in Jesus' name. Do we have any questions? Apologies, we had to really rush it because of our time. Okay, please, can we just rise up even as we thank God for his word? Now that you realize that you are a priest, we need to wear priestly garments. We need to go back. Let's go and read the book of Leviticus and look at what God said concerning priestly garments. Each of those colors, each of those items have a significance. We are going to be wearing priestly garments, and I hope you realize who you are in Jesus Christ from today and wear your garment and remember never to put it off. Can somebody just thank God this morning and say, thank you for calling even me. Thank you for calling, of all people, thank you for calling even me. Of all people, thank you for calling even me. Even me. To be a priest unto you. My Lord and my God, I want to be able to stand after the order of Melchizedek, and so shall it be for me in Jesus' name. I want you to pray and say, everything that will soil your priestly garment, that they will be far from you in Jesus' name. Everything that may want to soil your priestly garment, ask that God will drive them far from you in Jesus' name. Anything and everything that will soil my priestly garment, let them be far from me, Lord Jesus. Oh yes, wash my garments. Make it white as snow. Even like the few that you saw in the church that did not defile themselves. Lord Jesus, I will be one of those that will never defile myself in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this morning. We are a company of priests, and our lives will forever bring glory to you in Jesus' name. Father, our priesthood will not stop with us, but it will go from generation to generation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.